It is, yes, it is a pity in Africa. So what's being done now is to try to have a dialogue with RENAMO in order to bring RENAMO on board and participate in the democratic process. The nervousism from RENAMO started when we discussed the package for elections. And my feelings that RENAMO was not prepared to participate in the process. So they are trying to make us postpone the elections. But looking to the history of Mozambique and the way how the Mozambicans have been solving the internal problems, I believe that we are going to cope with this the challenge again.
I mean, you sound confident, but as somebody who's put your own time in as, first of all, Minister of Finance, but also as the Prime Minister of the country, helping to rebuild it over a 15-year period, it almost seems that now it's all being dashed away.
You can feel from my voice a sense of frustration, a sense of frustration, because the situation that we are facing in Mozambique didn't start in one day or 2 days or 1 year. It started years ago. So the signals are coming that something wrong would happen.
Could
So in
perhaps.
normal situations, what we should do is to react immediately and try to solve it on time when it's possible to have a civilized dialogue.
But could perhaps the problem have been right at the beginning when, for instance, ex-combatants were incorporated into the army? And some would say, well, that sowed the seeds of disaster in the first place and not really taken into consideration properly the grievances of RENAMO, and that, in a way, you maybe, some would argue, have yourselves to blame.
In a country that is democratic, with democratic principles, with a constitution that is democratic constitution, no political party should have a private army. So from that point, something was wrong.
You're saying one thing, but the government did another thing, because was he not allowed to have his own private security, his own army?
He has a private army, but it was not legal because the constitution doesn't allow political parties to have armies. So second, he was allowed to have private protection for him in his house, not an army settling somewhere in Ngorongosa.
Madame Diogo, are you going to put yourself forward, or are you going to be a possible candidate in the next presidential elections in Mozambique?
I'm a member of a party where people don't put themselves in the list.
Okay, if I can ask you, if they decide to put you
But they
forward.
didn't. And the way how Frelimo has done the transition and so on is so exemplary. So let the country and the party do the way how they've been doing.